And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank now, you. Back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network. Man, this music goes on and on. Let me see how much longer it goes on. Hold on. Anyway, so River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality, all right here from Rock Hill, the world headquarters of the multimedia conglomerate, the Ohio Midland News Group. And how's your morning going for you? All right, fine. So I was talking about, first off, if you just joined us, you missed some incredible radio. I mean, you really have. The good news is I'll be on until 9 o'clock this morning Eastern, and then you can hear the entire show. Today is Wednesday. You'll hear the entire show. It's going to be rebroadcast on Saturday because that's what we do. So you'll be able to hear this show on Saturday, the whole 2 hours, but you got to get up and start listening right at 7 o'clock and download the River Network app for that. All right. We were talking about Kash Patel being the nominee to head the FBI, replacing Christopher Wray. And Kash Patel is just, you could not have asked for a better nominee. He is one of us. He is going to pull back the Band-Aid and look at them, pull back the scab, and going to find out everything. It's going to be great, and it's going to hold everybody accountable. And it's karma, baby. It is karma. I cannot wait for Kash Patel to be the new head of the FBI. Lawyer up, all you weasels, including Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray is part of the deep state, and he is part of the Merrick Garland government gangsters who continue to target and torture American citizens who happen to like Donald Trump. It's a long story. You've heard it all before. Anyway, so I'm checking my messages during the last commercial break that included the newscast, and I get a message from Anthony Fabian, and he says that Christopher Wray was hired by Donald Trump. And I gave him a thumbs up. I said, essentially saying, yes, he was. Now, let's put that in context. When Donald Trump won the presidency, remember, he had zero government experience. In fact, great trivia question. Name the only president who was never a politician or a general. We've had generals who became presidents, starting with Washington, of course, Eisenhower, and a few others. And we certainly have had politicians who have risen through the ranks and became president. But we've never had a private citizen, someone who was never in the military and who had never been in government, become our president. It's an unbelievable accomplishment that what Donald Trump did. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's mind-boggling. It's still mind-boggling. And as impressive as his first victory was in 2016, in the general election, defeating that witch, Hillary Rodham Clinton, to me, what was even more impressive was Donald Trump winning so many of the GOP primaries that year. Because for those who don't remember, there were many really, really good candidates in the Republican primaries that year running for the nomination for president. Donald Trump, and in large part thanks to Corey Lewandowski, Bob Ney's former guy here in the Valley. In fact, Corey was living in St. C., had an apartment in St. C. when he helped Congressman Bob Ney. Corey Lewandowski, I believe, should get a tremendous amount of credit for helping to orchestrate Donald Trump's victories in the GOP primaries in 2016. As impressive as the win was in the general election, he had to beat one person, Hillary Rodham Clinton, which was a big upset. He did it, no question. But in the primaries, this guy with no experience in government whatsoever had to defeat easily a dozen really top quality candidates just to get the nomination. It was honestly, I still can't believe he did it. I really can't. Anyway, so it comes to Washington, and this guy has no clue about how government works. He just doesn't. He's never been in government and all that. So he was counting on the Republican establishment for their guidance, for their suggestions about different people to put in different positions, this, that, and the other. I mean, he had no choice. He trusted the Republican establishment. And of course, being part of the deep state, the Republican establishment, these rhinos, these Republicans in name only, tried to undermine him almost every step of the way, including Christopher Wray. Here's where, circle back to Christopher Wray. After they replaced, I guess it was Comey, the former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, who had been a friend of Donald Trump, although Christie is another rhino, Republican in name only. It was Chris Christie who said, oh, this Christopher Wray, oh, yeah, yeah, he's really good. Why don't you hire him as your head of the FBI? And again, Trump has no background regarding any of this stuff because he came in as an outsider. And so why not trust Chris Christie and put Christopher Wray in there? And of course, now we see, with the benefit of hindsight, that the Republican establishment, whether it's Christopher Wray or Bill Barr or God knows so many others, they were all trying to undermine their fellow Republican because they understood that he was the existential threat to the deep state. And so, yes, Donald Trump did hire Christopher Wray, this monster who's in charge of the FBI. Chris Christie was the one who recommended him. And Donald Trump trusted Chris Christie. It is a snake pit like you would not believe. But now Trump knows all the players. Now he understands what the deep state is and the Republican establishment. And now we're going to get Kash Patel in there. And we're going to get Tulsi Gabbard in there. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in there. And it's going to be a whole new day and quite possibly the beginning of the golden age of America. In case you missed it, I'll share this with you again because local media wouldn't cover it. Donald Trump just issued this statement. Any person or company investing $1 billion or more in the United States of America will receive fully expedited approvals and permits, including but in no way limited to all environmental approvals. Get ready to rock. This is absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. Help me understand how we know more about Luigi, the alleged assassin of the CEO of United Healthcare. How do we know more about Luigi in a matter of a few days than we know about the two assassins who tried to kill Donald Trump several months ago? How do we know more? Little bits of information are starting to come out. And the second assassin, by the way, the first one, Crooks, this stupid kid who was a helper in the cafeteria at a nursing home. Nothing about his social media posts. Nothing about all the people that he was conversing with on, with texting and phones, this, that, and the other. Virtually nothing. He's dead. Now, this other guy's not dead. This guy, Ryan Ruth. Ruth is spelled R-O-U-T-H, but it's pronounced like the woman's name, Ruth. I follow Mike Benz on Twitter. And here's what Mike Benz wrote. Ryan Ruth, who's the second assassin, the, quote, lone gunman, Trump assassin, we were told was basically homeless. The story was, well, this guy was pretty much homeless, hardly making any money a year. And I pointed out it's all obviously a lie. The guy was recruiting American mercenaries for Ukraine, and he was completely lucid. I played an interview regarding this guy. The cover story that the feds were giving us about Ryan Ruth was all an absolute stupid lie, which I exposed. It wasn't hard to expose, by the way. Anyway, so back to this Mike Benz tweet on Twitter. I still call it Twitter. I know it's supposed to be X, but nobody. What they should do is call it X Twitter. Isn't that a clever name? I think that would be the perfect name. Somebody get in touch with Elon Musk. Thank you. X Twitter. Yeah. All right, fine. So back to this tweet. Mike Benz, B-E-N-Z. Very good guy to follow after you follow me on Twitter. So this guy, Ryan Ruth, the supposed lone gunman Trump assassin, who was supposedly homeless, had, take a guess how many cell phones he had. Take a guess how many different phone companies he used. Take a guess how many computers he had, how many tablets, and how many external storage drives. And how many terabytes worth of digital footprints he had? Take a guess. Again, here it is. How many cell phones do you think this guy had, this supposed homeless guy who was a lone gunman? Take a guess. How many cell phones? How many different phone companies? How many computers? How many tablets? How many external storage drives? And how many terabytes worth of digital footprints? Mike Benz included a picture of the documentation that includes this information. So let me read this to you. It really is quite remarkable. Ryan Ruth, lone gunman, Trump assassin, we were told was basically homeless, apparently had 18 cell phones with 5 different phone companies, 3 computers, 3 tablets, 5 external storage drives totaling over 4,000 terabytes worth of digital footprints. For our Facebook friends, we're doing a Facebook live stream. You can read it for yourself. Ryan Ruth, 18 cell phones, 5 different phone companies, 3 computers, 3 tablets, 5 external storage drives totaling more than 4,000 terabytes worth of digital footprints. 1 terabyte is a lot. That's what I've been told. I've got an iPhone with less than that. But 4,000 terabytes worth of digital footprints. Oh, yeah. He acted alone. We know more about Luigi than we know about the 2 assassins who tried to kill Donald Trump. How could this not be an inside job each time? How could it not be? What other explanation comes close to making any sense? And why won't the local media ever tell you about any of this? 18 cell phones? Are you friggin' kidding me? 4,000 terabytes worth of digital footprints? It's all an inside job.